USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nuclear talks in Vienna between Iran and the United States were officially paused on Friday with no clear timetable for renewing them. Although a draft agreement is ready, Russia inserted new demands Thursday that sanctions imposed over Ukraine will not limit Moscow's ability to conduct trade with Iran. Ned Price from the State Department.
It's really down to a very small number of outstanding issues. But the reason these particular issues are outstanding is because they are among the most difficult ones.
A $13.6 billion emergency package of military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine and its European allies easily won final congressional approval on Thursday. It was attached on a government-wide spending bill that's 5 months late but loaded with pork on both sides of the aisle. Critics of the money for Ukraine fear it's too late as Russian forces are within miles from the capital of Kyiv. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you like to get a flu shot every year, got some bad news for this year's batch.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Romania's president will meet Friday to discuss concerns about the number of displaced people fleeing Ukraine for Romania and elsewhere in Eastern Europe due to Russia's invasion. It's a problem that Biden administration officials and European leaders warn will probably get worse before it gets better. Friendly reminder, daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
Unlike the much larger Turkish-built combat drones that Ukraine has in its arsenal, off-the-shelf consumer drones aren't much use for weapons, but they can be used as reconnaissance tools to plot Russian invaders' movements. Taras Troyak is a Ukrainian businessman. He was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss how the drones are helping the war effort.
Coordination works like this. So we use a drone to detect GPS point of Russian troops. And then we have a chatbot. It's a government chatbot where we send this information together with pictures. And after this, government decides what to do with these troops. So they can use a bomb or some Ukrainian troops to destroy it very fast. And it works very good in Ukraine. Right now in Ukraine we have a Facebook owners group. There are 15,000 people. Also we train a lot of new pilots, so right now more than 10,000 pilots joined these actions, and we are looking for Russian troops in all territory in Ukraine, including western borders as well.
China on Friday ordered a lockdown of 9 million residents in the northeastern city of Changchun. Amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area, residents are required to remain at home with one family member permitted to go out to buy food and other needs every 2 days. All residents must participate in 3 rounds of mass testing, while non-essential businesses have been closed and transportation links suspended. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.